No doubt you use the website Wikipedia, but did you know that fewer than one in five profiles on the online encyclopedia are about women? Today, women working in the health, medical and life sciences sector will take to their keyboards to try and combat the website's gender bias. Dr. Melina Georgiasarkis is the founder of Franklin Women and is heading up the project. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
So when people search for information online, Wikipedia is usually among the first results to appear. You launched this editathon to boost the visibility of women in science on the site. Why is that important?
We did this actually for the first time in 2019 because we came across a tweet that really pointed out that gender bias you talked about on Wikipedia. But then we realised that this was even worse for women working in science. And as we've seen the last few years, the scientific community play a very important role in society, and many of them are women, but their contributions just aren't really known.
Women make up just what, it's 19% of all profiles on Wikipedia.
Correct.
It's just,
like, you take it for granted.
19% when we're, yeah, you know, around 50-50. In fact, I think women are just over 50% of the population. Why is it so low?
Oh, there's so many things that play a role into this. Probably the biggest eye-opener for me, so I'm a scientist by training, and I just took for granted that Wikipedia was this amazing referenced resource that was there for us to use. But it's actually curated by members of the public. So there's anyone can edit Wikipedia. But currently the majority of Wikipedia editors are men. And over that 85%, and majority of them come from North America. So we're only really getting a certain type of thinking or type of person who's editing Wikipedia pages. Not only are they responsible for writing them, but they're also responsible for fact-checking them. So this community is very passionate to make sure that it hits a sort of a criteria around notability. Not everyone gets a Wikipedia page, but sometimes there's some bias around what they think a person has done, if it warrants a page or not. And also, which really relates to the amazing work that the media does, but if we don't have women well represented in awards or in media articles, we actually don't have the evidence to add to their Wikipedia pages. And then so they just don't stand up in the High Court of Wikipedia editors.
So who are some of the notable women you want to bring attention to?
Oh, our first one, we actually added 21 new articles and over 20,000 words of notability for women in science. And we saw so many of our peers now on Wikipedia. This year, we have a crowdsourced list from the Franklin Women community, and we support that list to check that they meet the notability requirements. But we have some very impressive women. We have Associate Professor Lisa Woop, who's from ANU, and she is the leading authority of cervical cancer control in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. We have Professor Julie Leask, who I saw this morning, who you've either already spoke to or about to speak to this morning, who is a social researcher on COVID communication and risk communication. We have the CEO of the Sydney Local Health District. So all of these women, they have Orders of Australia, they've done TED Talks, they're women of influence, they're Australians of the Year. Some of them have sat for the Archibald Prize, but they do not have Wikipedia pages, and that doesn't even account to the science they do. So a very impressive list.
Okay. They don't have Wikipedia pages. So how much is that because they're just a bit busy to get around to trying to organise it or getting someone else to organise it? Is this sort of part of the issue?
I think that has a bit of the issue, but the interesting thing, which I also did not know, which is only one part, I guess, is there is a conflict of interest sort of clause or requirement with writing Wikipedia pages. And so you cannot write your own page. And so one of the benefits of this initiative that we're delivering, which is on the back of this global movement of editathons, is that because we've crowdsourced this amazing list of women from all sorts of roles, organisations and disciplines, we've also brought together a different list of women from our sector who really are just taking part because they collectively want to do good for their peers. So because the women who are writing the pages aren't the same women who have been nominated, it actually overcomes that. So they can choose a woman from this list that we've provided who they might have heard from or impressed about their work, and then they can write it for them because they don't know them or have any sort of conflicts in writing it.
So what will you be changing today? What are you asking people to actually do?
You know, we've got high hopes. We want to blow out the numbers from our first one. So really it's simple. There's two things that I really hope that we can achieve through this editathon. We want to provide the women in the room, I guess, the knowledge and skills to become wiki editors. So really shift that proportion that are primarily men. And a good example from last year is we had a researcher, Dr. Mel Zeppel, who had never edited a Wikipedia page before our Wikipedia editathon and went on to add 40 after the event and has a lot more in her sights. So first we want to upskill the women in the room, but the second is really just to do our bit to shift the dial. We are grassroots. Yes, adding another 40 pages isn't really going to change that 19% shift for us. But we start that conversation, we're putting these women on these pages, and then hopefully there's a ripple effect that together and collectively with others doing so, we see that shift. And I'll be happy if we hit the same numbers as last year, but I'm expecting us to go a little bit higher.
It's good to aim high, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Take care.
Dr. Melina Georgisakis is the founder of Franklin Women.